This is Chandana Grenier from the radio service. I will be interviewing Sasikant Somo.
Yep, that's me.
What do you think about Auroville?
What do I think about Auroville? In what sense? I mean, are you talking about in a geographical sense, in a spiritual sense, or all about the physical sense?
Physical.
I don't understand.
Physical sense.
Physical sense, I think Auroville is a beautiful spot. A lot of greenery, and of course you have Mathur Mandir. But all these Tamil villages, I think it's very idyllic in some circumstances and essentially very, very beautiful.
All right. Do you think the maintenance is enough?
The maintenance? Oh, that's a big jump from thinking about Auroville to maintenance.
Yes.
No, of course not. The maintenance will never be enough. You know, there are some people who will be able to live with the maintenance that they are getting already. There'll be some people who will find it inadequate, you know, but it is all part of the experiment. It's all part of the test. Whatever we get, we should be happy with, and we should try to make a living within that. But at the same time, the administration also should recognize about prices going up, things changing all around, and how people are finding it difficult to live within the maintenance. So they also should do things in such a way that they increase it to bring it up to some standard that people can be happy with. So it's a kind of double-edged sword, the maintenance, you know. Essentially, it will be great if we didn't have to depend on something like the maintenance. But that is not the case. That probably is too idyllic. So, that is my opinion about the maintenance.
All right. So, tell me, do you like living in Auroville?
Yes, I love living in Auroville. Especially since I get to know people like you and Anna and all that sort of thing.
All right. But why do you stay in Auroville?
I stay in Auroville because I strongly believe in the ideal of human unity. I think people who are like-minded can come together and work together in a peaceful and harmonious way to create some really beautiful things, and thereby setting an example for the rest of the world. I think that is the most important thing. It's not only about coming together and doing things, but that should be a model that can then be taken out of Auroville and implemented in the rest of the world, whereby Auroville becomes this cradle of human unity.
That's really nice. So, Sasikant.
Yes, Chandana.
What do you think about Auroville surroundings?
Auroville surroundings? You're talking about the villages?
Yes.
The villages are always going to be difficult to deal with, you know, because how much ever we might interact with them, there will always be certain areas that we will never be able to understand, just as they will never be able to understand Auroville completely, you know. So there will be this interdependency, which in some ways can be very unhealthy and in some ways can be very healthy. But essentially that should not stop us from interacting with the villages. Whatever we gain, we should pump it into the villages so that their level is also brought up. It is not only us that should prosper, but we should, in the process of prospering, should drag everybody along with us. That way, there is no, resentment, there is no jealousy, and that way they also feel that they're being credited for whatever they're responsible for. And in that way, we can create a harmony with the villagers rather than the way situation is at the moment, where the villagers only want to take, and if they don't receive, then they become violent and aggressive and so on.
Yes, but Sasi, you talk about them not understanding us, but what about us not understanding them?
No, that's what I said. We'll only be able to understand them to a certain extent. They will only be able to understand us to a certain extent. We will never be able to completely understand them, just as they will never be able to completely understand us. But understanding aside, there is also acceptance, tolerance, and mutual cooperation. You know?
All right. Thank you, Sasi Khan. This was very sweet of you.
You're welcome, Chandana.
Hi, this is Chandana Grenier with Sandrine.
Hello, Chandana.
What do you think Orville is here for?
I think Orville is here for trying to manifest a dream of fraternity and love and being together in peace, harmony, to try to manifest the impossible, which will be the possible of tomorrow.
That's very nice. So what do you think Orville has to become? What do you think Orville is to become?
As I told you, I think it should become a place of harmony, first of all, and of collaboration between each other. And also, at an individual level, we should try to welcome this next step of evolution. And yeah, so it should be full of creativity, of joy, and playful.
All right. What do you think about the places outside of Orville? Do you think that they must change, or that
the places outside of Orville?
Yeah, maybe the villages or.
You mean nearby Orville?
Yes, nearby. What do you think about that?
I think they participate, and more they get involved. And anyway, it's very contagious, this energy of Orville. And I hope they will be part of the dream and of the transformation.
All right. So, but you talk about the transformation, but as you know, not everyone's going to change for Orville. What do you think Orville should do about that? Should they be maybe making them do it, or leaving them, or...
It's not something you can force on anybody. So only if you are open, receptive, and if you are a dreamer, and you believe in it, something will happen. And if you are not, then it will come later.
All right. Thank you, Sandrine. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you.